Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call of Viviana Power Tech Limited, hosted by Aurum Advisors Private Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gopal Chandak. Thank you, and over to you, Gopal.
Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Aurum Connect, I'm pleased to welcome you all to the Q4 FY26 earnings call of Viviana Power Tech Limited. We are joined today by the company's senior management team, Mr. Nikesh Choksi, Managing Director, Mr. Nishit Choksi, Whole-time Director, Mrs. Priyanka Choksi, Whole-time Director, Mr. Ajit Sakhrani, Vice President, Mr. Dipesh Patel, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Bhavin Parekh, General Manager. Thank you for taking the time to join us today. I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Nishit Choksi for his opening remarks. Following his address, we will proceed for the question-and-answer session. Over to you, Nishit, sir.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Nishit Choksi, Whole-time Director of Viviana Power Tech Limited. A very warm welcome to all our esteemed institutional investors, research analysts, venture partners, and market representatives joining us today. On behalf of the entire board and management team at Viviana Power Tech Limited, thank you for your time, trust, and commitment to our corporate journey. Joining me today on this presentation are the key architects of our execution, governance, and operational framework: our Managing Director, Mr. Nikesh Choksi, who heads our overarching corporate vision and market expansion; our Whole-time Director, Mrs. Priyanka Choksi, strategically heads our infrastructure development business, operating under the brand Viviana Life Spaces. She brings to the leadership team over 15 years of rich multidisciplinary expertise, specializing in interior design and end-to-end project management. By directly integrating her extensive design and project execution mastery, she ensures Viviana Life Spaces captures maximum value across the entire project asset lifecycle by maintaining a highly disciplined asset-light corporate structure. Our Vice President, Mr. Ajit Sakhrani, who anchors our core EPC project execution, substation engineering master plan, and site operations. Our CFO, Mr. Dipesh Patel, who maintains our financial discipline and capital allocation strategy. Mr. Bhavin Parekh, Business Head of Transformer Division, having 32+ years of comprehensive experience across manufacturing, supply chain, project and quality maintenance, testing, and business excellence. He has held key leadership in many esteemed organizations before. We are gathered here today at an extraordinary turning point in our company's history. Financial year 2026 has not just been a year of incremental progress; it has been an absolute inflection point. It is the year where our strategic investments, capacity realignment, and market positioning have converged to create a powerful engine for exponential growth. For the past several years, our team has focused on building an institutional-grade foundation under the sharp oversight of our core team and hands-on engineering execution led by Mr. Ajit. We refined our project delivery and de-risked our power infrastructure timeline. Now, with Mr. Bhavin Parekh heading our ambitious manufacturing vertical, we are adding massive technological muscle to our operations. The structural shifts taking place in the global and domestic energy landscape are creating multi-decade tailwinds. To give you an in-depth view of the macroeconomy driving our market, why Viviana is uniquely positioned to capture them. I would now like to invite our Managing Director, Mr. Nikesh Choksey, to share his insights on the industry outlook. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Richie. I'm Nikesh Choksey, Managing Director, Viviana Power Tech Limited. Warm welcome to everyone joining us today. To understand Viviana's growth trajectory, it is important to first appreciate the extraordinary transformation underway in Indian power sector. The country is witnessing one of the largest energy transition in history. The Central Electricity Authority has set an ambitious target of integrating 500 gigawatt generation of non-fossil fuel capacity by 2030. Our national grid, a milestone that demands not just new power generation, but the complete modernization of India's transmission and distribution infrastructure. This transformation represents one of the largest infrastructure investment opportunity of the decade. Nearly 9.2 lakh crores is expected to be invested in transmission infrastructure between financial years 25-32. While India's peak electricity demand is projected to almost double during this period from 238 gigawatts to 458 gigawatts. The traditional grid designed for centralized thermal generation and one-way power flow is being re-engineered for a future driven by renewable energy, distributed generation, battery storage, and smart grid technology. This shift requires extensive investment in ultra-high voltage transmission lines, advanced substations, digital grid solutions, and next-generation power transformers. This naturally brings us an important question that why is Viviana uniquely positioned to capitalize on this once-in-a-generational opportunity? The answer lies in our execution capability. High voltage power infrastructure is a specialized business with significant entry barriers. Success demands deep engineering expertise, disciplined project execution, strong financial capabilities, and trusted relationships with utilities and IPPs. These capabilities cannot be built overnight. They are developed over years of consistent performance. At Viviana, we have built exactly this thing. Over the years, we have earned the confidence of state utilities, leading IPP producers, renewable energy developers, and major industrial clients. We are not viewed merely as an EPC contractor. We are regarded as a reliable engineering partner that delivers complex projects with quality, pace, and precision. Our integrated execution model, experienced technical team, strong project management capabilities, and localized supply chain enables us to execute efficiently while maintaining cost competitiveness. These strengths position us to participate in increasingly large, more complex, and high-value projects as India's grid infrastructure continues to expand. We believe that industry transformation is not a short-term cycle. It is a multi-decade opportunity. With strong market fundamentals, expanding capabilities, and clear strategic roadmap, Viviana is exponentially well-positioned to create sustainable long-term value for our all stakeholders. With this perspective, let me hand over the floor back to Richie, who will take you through our business performance, strategic initiatives, and the exciting growth opportunity that lies ahead and our bold vision for the future. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for laying out that compelling industry blueprint. Now let's drill down into how Viviana has translated this opportunity into real achievements during financial year 2023. First, I want to formally highlight our successful migration to the main board. Following approval on 21st May 2026, Viviana has officially listed on NSE main board on June 2nd. For a company that listed on NSE Invest platform, less than 4 years ago, in September 22. This is a remarkably fast graduation. This move instantly enhances our corporate visibility, enforces the highest standards of regularity and in governance, improves equity liquidity, and most importantly, opens doors to large-scale domestic and global institutional capital. Our operational execution this year has been spectacular. I am absolutely thrilled to say that Viviana has clocked a record-breaking consolidated revenue of 533 crores in this financial year, representing an astronomical 16 times growth in revenue since our listing in 2022. But what excites me even more is the forward revenue visibility. We have crossed the threshold by securing the high quality order bookings of more than 1,000 crores. This pipeline ensures that our execution engine will run at the peak utilization, guaranteeing predictable compounding top line growth over the coming quarter. Let's talk about the core strategy that Viviana turns into a vertically integrated power infrastructure company. Our core engine has been power T&D EPC, executing extra high voltage substations and transmission line up to 400 kV. However, to capture higher margins and control over supply chain, we are executing a massive new expansion. Under the direct leadership of Mr. Bhavin Parikh, we have approved 100 crores capex to establish a state-of-art greenfield power transmission manufacturing project near Vadodara, spread across massive 14 acres of land. To maximize the economic viability of this capital commitment, the company is actively scrutinizing the future financial year and operational benefits available under the state industrial commission. Let me completely be transparent with our investors. We are not accumulating base assets simply to lock up our corporate capital into low IRR, long-term utility holding. Base execution is our calculated, highly strategic gateway to cross the technical and financial pre-qualification thresholds required to climb into the multi-thousand crore central government tenders. Once our base portfolio goes fully operational in next financial year, it satisfies the strict technical operating credentials and asset ownership metrics required by the central ministry, allowing us to bid for massive TBCB and Ministry of Power tenders. These mega projects operate at significantly higher EBITDA margin and will scale our enterprise value multifold. I would now like to address a dedicated evolution in our corporate portfolio. Our infrastructure development vertical, Viviana Life Spaces, led by whole-time director Mrs. Priyanka Choksi. For an engineering-focused company, this move requires a clear, logical, and rigorous strategic justification, and which we have a very compelling one for our shareholders. To support a power T&D business scaling from 500 crore to take it to 2,500 crores, banking institutions require substantial hard collateral to back necessity of bank guarantee and working capital limits. By placing promoter equity or anchoring our core manufacturing plant, that restricts the financial flexibility. Just to avoid that and for permanently de-risk our working capital requirements without diluting any promoter equity or placing our core manufacturing assets, we establish a dedicated capital light subsidiary, Viviana Life Spaces. This operates majorly on a joint development model to develop global standard co-working facilities, commercial offices, industrial and residential infrastructure. Absolute strategic financial objective of Life Spaces is to accumulate a massive base of premium commercial assets on our balance sheet, targeting 100+ crores of high-quality commercial assets collateral by financial year 2030, and that too would be a debt-free. All the construction loans taken to build these commercial assets would be fully repaid once the project is 70% sold. A steady state, these retained assets will generate a predictable 6 to 8 crores per year in a rental annuity mode. This stream comfortably offsets the interest cost of our bank working capital facilities, providing the EPC business with vertically free credit collateral while keeping our manufacturing balances clean for its own targeted term loans. All of these pillars, our core EPC engine, our 100 crore manufacturing integration coverage into our structured corporate roadmap. Looking at our near-term performance, we are pleased to share our formal guidance for financial year 2027, where we are targeting with the consolidated revenue of more than 900 crore while maintaining the same PAT. Given that our long-term target is for transformer business alone under Mr. Bhavin Parekh's leadership to generate the revenue between 400 crore to 600 crore by financial year 2030. As we scale, let me emphasize that we are not chasing empty growth. While Viviana has historically commanded an exceptional return profile driven by our asset-light beginnings, our vision financial year 30 mandates that we maintain best-in-class asset efficiency and superior capital returns, even as we deploy heavy manufacturing capex. We are committed to remaining highly disciplined with your capital. To walk you through the precise breakdown of our audited numbers, working capital cycles, and funding maps, I would now like to hand over to our CFO, Mr. Deepesh Patel.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, all of you. Thank you, Ricky sir and Nikesh sir, for sharing wonderful insights. It is an absolute pleasure to be here with you today to present the financial strategy that is driving Viviana's transition into vertical integrated infrastructure platform. Working alongside Nikesh sir, Ricky sir, Priyanka ma'am, and our Vivian operational leaders like Ajit sir and Bhavin sir, our finance team's mandate is absolute to ensure rapid growth is constantly backed by disciplined capital allocation. We are fully committed to building a highly profitable, self-sustaining enterprise. This is not just a routine update on a financial matrix. It is the official unveiling of Viviana 2.0. We are systematically transitioning from pure-play EPC contractor into a highly profitable, vertically integrated power infrastructure player. Let us look directly at the financial insights of financial 2026. Our financial parameters reflect aggressive top-line momentum combined with a disciplined focus on a bottom line profitability. Our consolidated turnover reached an unprecedented rupees 533 crore. Profit after tax reaching 53.46 crore. This confirms that our operating leverage is functioning with maximum efficiency as we scale up project size. We enter the new financial period backed by a robust order book exceeding 1,000 crore, providing highly predictable revenues stream for the coming years. Over 100 crore greenfield plant near Vadodara is completely budgeted. Thanks to our excellent operating cash generation, this capex is robustly funded through internal accruals and structured financial arrangements. Even we aggressively deploy our 100 crore plus manufacturing factory capex, our long-term leverage framework remains protected. Viviana will comfortably maintain its long-term debt-to-equity ratio within a highly safe conservative threshold of 1.2-1.5x. This ensures that the organization remains resilient through market cycles while holding enough financial fuel to seize emerging opportunities in the power sector. Our fiscal target for this expansion are ambitious, that fully structured We aim to scale this manufacturing segment to 400 to 600 crore in standalone revenue by financial 2030. Upon reaching full capacity utilization by financial 2032, we expect power equipment division alone to target 1,200 crore in segment revenue, delivering highly stable 9%-10% PAT margin. The company continuously manage its project and working capital through structured banking facilities and predictable client payment milestones to minimize cash flow strain. Viviana Power Tech Limited utilizes standard EPC projects to balance non-fund-based credit yield requirements with optimal liquidity management. In conclusion, Viviana Power Tech Limited is sitting on its strongest financial foundation. Yet, we have demonstrated that we can scale our revenues by multiples while expanding our margins and protecting our cash flows. Our clean debt profile, strong internal cash generation, and massive order pipeline positions us perfectly for sustainable growth. I want to thank you, entire finance and accounting team, for the round-the-clock commitment to maintaining this financial discipline. And I thank you, every investor, for their continued faith in our vision. I will now hand the floor back to Rishi sir for his closing remarks. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deepak, for that incredibly strong financial review. Ladies and gentlemen, to conclude, Viviana Power Tech Limited is executing on all cylinders. We have the right leadership team and unblemished engineering track record, a robust 1,000+ crore order book, and a clear path to becoming a vertically integrated power technology player under the active manufacturing leadership. We thank you for your long-term partnership and look forward to build India's new energy future together. With that, management team opens the floor for your questions answer. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question comes from the line of Dipanshu Bhatia with Finvis. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Yeah. So thanks very much for the presentation and great results as always for the last 3-4 years. The presentation was very much detailed, so I just have two questions that I want a bit more information on. Number one question is on the manufacturing of electrical equipment. So what type of electrical equipment, the CapEx that we are planning and we are going to do in the future, we are going to manufacture? When will the CapEx or the building of the facility start, and when will the production begin?
So first, we will start with the transformers, which will be used in power utilities, BESS, wind, solar renewables, and data centers. So the facility which we are at present having on lease will be starting by next month end, in which we will be manufacturing the transformers up to 10 MVA. By this financial year end, we will be having the type testing of the transformers up to 18.5 MVA. And by next financial year end, we will start manufacturing the transformers up to 63 MVA, 132 kV ratings. And by financial year 2030, we will be having the manufacturing facility to manufacture transformers up to 500 MVA, 400 kV. Then after, we will be adding current reactors and furnace transformers.
So apart from transformers, the other electrical equipment that we talked about is at least 3 years away in production.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it's kind of a future plan, but for now, we are going to focus on a higher kVA transformers for the next 3 years.
Yes. Particularly power transformers.
Power transformers. And is this some, I'm not very much technically educated in transformers. So are you, tuning the transformer KV according to the data center? Is it generalized for the power sector? It can be used in the data center also. Is there anything you are putting active efforts for the capacity and demand of data center, but you are in general doing everything for the power sector? Anyone can take from there.
It will be in general, particularly for the power sector, that could be used in all the industry.
Okay. Great. And second thing about this real estate thing that we are doing. So apart from working capital, is there any important factor why we are doing this?
Mainly for collateral asset creation, because at present we are having the cash collateral in bank.
Okay.
Almost 90% to 95% of our fund utilization from the CPU.
Okay. And will the interest rate come low because we have collateral?
Yeah, interest rate won't be the issue, but our working capital is highly stressed just due to the cash collateral. To avoid that, we will be having the hard collateral, and that would be the debt free. It would be part of the profit which we are gaining from the real estate. So we don't have to pay anything to get the hard collateral.
What I get, like, you are assuming that you will get a collateral and you will pay the interest by the cash flow from that asset, right? But from point zero, where we are starting, how we are buying this asset and how we are confident that we will buy and execute the sale transaction, after that we will have this revenue, right? Can you tell me just the starting 2 years of this real estate thing, how we will buy the asset and from where the money will come to buy, and then we will get some interest in the end, right?
So we are not buying any asset except our corporate office. So this real estate infrastructure development firm will create the project, and out of that entire project, we will be allocated 15% to 20% of the collateral that will be used in Viviana for working capital. So we are not going to buy any asset through the working capital fund or any other one.
What's the role Viviana is playing here if we are not investing the capital? Why we are getting 15-20% of the asset?
We need to create the hard collateral, that's why.
No. I'm asking if somebody else is building the project, and what is the role of Viviana, and that the way we are getting 15-20% collateral? Because we are not a real estate company, what's the role of Viviana in this real estate project? That's what I'm asking.
The role of it's a subsidiary of Viviana Power Tech Limited, so that company is actively involved into real estate, and that too.
Buying the land. Apan jab
ishi bolat ahat, tyanni apla call hold var thevla ahe. Krupya line var raha.
We are developing the assets, not buying the assets through that company.
So you are developing the asset as a builder.
Exactly.
आपन ज्या व्यक्तीशी बोलत आहात त्यांनी सो यू आर इन्व्हेस्टिंग एज अ बिल्डर एंड आफ्टर बिकॉज यू हैव पुट एफर्ट इन बिल्डिंग दोस एसेट यू विल गेट 15-20% ऑफ द एसेट
यस सर
ओके कूल
थैंक यू लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन एनीवन हु विशेस टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन मे प्रेस स्टार एंड वन ऑल्सो In order to ensure that the management will be able to address all the questions from the participant, we request you to kindly limit your question to 2 questions per participant. If you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. Our next question comes from the line of Sahil Ladawe from Value Educator. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Sahil.
Number. So I had a really quick 2 questions. So what is the update on the 3000 transformer order from the Gujarat utilities?
We have already executed and manufactured around 1300 transformers, and we have supplied it.
Okay. And one more question. So in the transformer industry, usually the numbers are in MVA for the total capacity. So by the end of FY27, what would be the average rating capacity with the total capacities in MVA? So it would bring a lot of clarity for us to track.
That MVA capacity comes through the testing facility. We would be having the testing facility, particularly in this financial year. Our testing facility
Okay.
will be
Achha,
approximately around 2,000 MVA. By next financial year, we will reach 5,000 MVA.
Sahil, just to confirm, have you done with the question? As no response from Sahil, we'll move forward to the next participant. Our next question comes from the line of Disha with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello. Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, thank you so much. Firstly, sir, a couple of questions. Firstly, on our margins, in our second half, we've seen a sharp moderation in our gross and EBITDA margins. So that I believe is because of the raw material price hikes that we faced. So how do you see the overall situation, sir, and what sort of margins should we expect for FY 2027?
Particularly for FY 2027, we have already given the projection, and it will be aligned with what we have projected. For raw material, almost 90% to 95% of our order bookings are with the price variation clause. We just need to concern about the availability of the material. Otherwise, all the prices are covered in that clause.
90%-95% will be passed on?
Yes.
For FY 2027, this in the PPT you mentioned 8.5%-9.5% PAT margins.
Yes.
I think earlier we had guided for 10%.
Yes, ma'am. It will be from 8.5%-10%. Majorly varies from the geopolitical situation and force majeure, which are not predictable.
Right. Okay. Also, sir, we've seen a very sharp increase in our receivables. What was the reason for that, and what is the current situation right now?
Particularly for that, we are quite in a comfortable situation. Major revenue last year on last to last year or even last to last to last year came from the quarter four, mainly from March. It is the data which is as on 31st of March, but major revenue came in particularly last year was around 250 crore in March itself. That's why it shows more receivable.
How much of that have we received till now, sir? Can you just give me the current position?
More than 60% is covered till end of May 2026, out of 300 crore of debtors.
Sorry, sir, you were not audible.
Ma'am, I am saying total more than 60% of debtors are collected till the end of May 2026.
More than 50%?
60. 60%-70%.
60. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Okay. Sir, on this new manufacturing facility that we're targeting for this transformer facility, what sort of CapEx does that require?
In first phase, it would be 70-80 crores.
This we're planning to start by?
Next financial year end.
Thank you, Disha. Thank you, Disha. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but please limit the question to two question only. You can rejoin the queue. Thank you.
Yeah.
Reminder to all the participants, please limit the question to two question per participant. Our next question comes from the line of Swarnashish Chatterjee with Ashika Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, congratulations for a good set of number. I have just two questions. One is regarding the economics of the BESS investment. If I think we are going to invest around 300 crore, and out of which 60 crore will be equity, 60 crore subsidy and 180 crore debt, and my per year revenue is approximately 40 crore, and my interest cost is around 17-18 crore, then my cash PBT will be around 14 crore. Yeah. Is this understanding correct?
Yes, sir.
And I have another question. In your PPT, you have given a guidance for Lifespace revenue of 125 to 150 crore for next financial year. So will this be rental revenue or will this be for contract asset?
It would be for asset. And coming to the answer of your first question, so we have already mentioned the intention of grabbing the best projects. So we are expecting the rates to get better as the lithium prices are also correcting drastically in couple of days. And at present, the IRR would be in a single digit, but we are expecting to have better IRR once the project gets executed. Plus, for live spaces, the revenue would be around 125 to 150 crores of, by selling the properties which will be constructed next year.
Okay, but what is our live space structure? I couldn't understand. Is it a JV or will it be a subsidiary via which we will be developing these assets?
So we have a 90% owned subsidiary of Viviana Powertech Limited, which is called Viviana Lifespaces Private Limited. It is developing two projects of 370 crore in Vadodara itself. One is a corporate property and second one is a residential property with the walk-to-work concept. So through which we will be having more than 350 to 360 crores revenue in next couple of years.
So if we are developing this project, though, how are we funding this investment?
So it will be through debt and also the investors.
Understood. The rest 10% will be from the investor.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I will get back into the queue.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Chirag Satya with Satya Investment. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hello, I'm audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Sir, I just wanted to understand that you have given the order book visibility as 1,000 crore and FY27 guidance as around 900 CR. So yes, basically, sir, all your order book should be completed this year. So what kind of order book are you seeing for the current year, new orders?
Yes, as on date, that order book is there. Plus, we will be announcing in which we have come L1. Approximately, the cost is around 240 crores. Plus, we have participated in the active bids of more than 1,500 crores at present. We are expecting a considerable amount orders of from that also.
Acha. So for the entire year, what is your expectations of new orders?
So we have targeted to carry forward the orders of more than 700 to 800 crores for the next financial year after executing the current order.
Okay. And one more question I wanted to ask is, when you have given this PAT margins of 8.5% to 9.5%, have you accounted for the interest on the NCDs which you have taken this year?
Yes, sir. After
calculation. And that is at what percentage?
So we have taken the NCDs at 12% of 45 crores.
Okay.
Total.
So just a continuation of this is, are you looking for any fund raise going ahead or equity dilution?
At present, we are just working out, and it won't be appropriate to speak today itself. But any development, you will be able to know.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Rakesh Jain with Monk India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon.
Am I audible? Sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Richibhai, can you throw some light on the co-working business and when it would be actually implemented, and what could be the economic dynamics of that?
Yes, sir. So we are developing the tallest corporate project of entire Vadodara and first platinum green building of entire Vadodara near Godrej area. And partly the corporate office of Viviana would be there, and we'll be having the collateral as a profit from that particular subsidy, and we'll be leasing out for co-working.
Okay. So it will be a lease out to co-working entity?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, that's all. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Shivam Mittal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Very good. Congratulations, sir, on your good numbers. I have a couple of questions. First is, I just want to understand the order book. As you mentioned in your opening speech, that you have a more than 1,000 crore order book. But this year, if we look at the previous data, you also mentioned that you have more than 1,000 crore order book in FY25, and the revenue for the FY26, 502 crore. So just want to understand the timeline, like how much time will order book take to recognize the revenue?
Yes. So coming to the order book for previous year in 2025, so normal project cycle comes from 6 months to 24 months, and the orders which we carried forward last year got executed in last financial year. And particularly for EPC, we have the order booking of around 540 crores plus around 240 would be announced once we get the LOI. And rest is BESS, battery energy storage system. Plus, from the active participation in the bids of more than 1,500 crores, we are expecting considerable amount of orders.
Okay. And my second question is, the debtors days also seem to be increased. So what are your take on that?
Pardon, sir?
My second question is, the debtors days are also seem to be increased. So what are your take on that?
Technically, the debtors days are not increasingly like anything, but majorly the debtors days are increased in the current year or if you see in a previous year.
Sorry, sir, you are not audible clearly. Can you speak?
Debtors days are not clearly, I mean to say, debtors days are not added or increased like anything, but the major reason for increasing debtors days for current year as well as the previous year, if you see, is just because of major execution occurred in the major execution by the for the contracts occurred in the last quarter for the entire order book. Henceforth, you are seeing that debtors days are more than at increasing level.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Chirag Setia with Setia Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Richibhai, regarding BESS, you have written that in this Rajasthan project, financial closure is in progress. So can you give us the timeline by when it will be completed?
So.
Financial closure.
Yeah. Out of 198 crores of total CapEx in that Rajasthan project of RRVUNL, so we have got the in-principle sanction from two banks, Indian Overseas and Canara Bank. And by getting the final allotment letter of Revenue Department of Jodhpur District, by mostly next week, we'll be getting the financial closure.
Okay. And do you see any revenue of BESS in this financial year?
No. We'll start in next financial year.
So.
Even major CapEx will be incurred in next financial year.
Gotcha. Next point is regarding this transformer. Everywhere there's a lot of demand going on. But
Yes.
now when you are expanding, you are looking at 3-4 years horizon. But don't you see after 3-4 years, the demand may not be there. It may not sustain. What is your view on that? How long is the story of transformers?
So, as far as the potential is concerned, the story of transformer will last at least for 2 decades in India, and then after it will be the replacement. And we are not just depending on the market of India particularly. We will be applying for the UL certificate. So we will be selling our transformers to US and Canada market also.
Okay, and but that will involve a considerable time of for certification, approval and all that. What is the time frame?
Next financial year end, we'll be having that certification.
Sure. And this coming back to BESS regarding the Gujarat project, what is the total land that is required for this project?
So, particularly for Gujarat, it's the requirement of 110,000 square feet adjacent to the subsector, cooling subsector. It's also in Vadodara.
So already it has been acquired, or is the process going on?
So we have identified it and we have signed the BESS with the GUVNL. So we'll be getting through revenue department just opposite to that pooling station. We get the cost of power transmission.
Okay. And one last thing on the cash position. What is the current cash position?
Regarding
You said
cash
that 50% receivable, so 50% receivables have been received till May of
Yes.
the 336 crores, which is reflected in the balance sheet.
Yes.
So what is the current cash position, and by when will you get this balance 50%?
Actually, this 50% amount is continuously recoverable, recovering from the state utility. And if you say that amount is recovered from the current debtors, we have to pay, we have to also settle the obligations of our creditors also for material procurement. So as of now, we are at 15% excess amount with our banking facilities. Any?
What is the exact position? Can you say now, cash position?
Exact cash position in the sense, I have balance of 73.63 crore, including non-fund raise limit.
Okay, fine. ठीक है, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gopal Chandak for closing remarks. Thank you, and over to you, Gopal.
Power Tech Limited, we appreciate your time and
Gopal,
participation.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Please again, you can start your closing remarks. Thank you.
Thank you everyone for joining the call today. On behalf of Vivana Power Tech Limited, we appreciate your time and participation. For any further query, you can reach out us at letsconnect@orim.in. Thank you everyone.
Thank you, Gopal. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Orim Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.